Hello, Mark.
Hello, Eric.
We're going to keep talking about eternal life.
Good.
And we're going to talk about a couple of different points of transition, like as we go through life with God. We're offered eternal life. We talked about last, how that kind of starts here and now. And it continues forever in the future because it is eternal.
Yeah, we've transitioned here into that life, that light.
And not so coincidentally, it is kind of through death and resurrection, and like dying to yourself and becoming someone new in
right.
Christ.
Yes.
And so the transitions we're going to talk about, like in the future, are going to overlap a lot.
Yeah. It's like a spiritual rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is a transition, but we have more transitions ahead of us.
We do. Yeah. So let's talk about it. And I'm going to start in John chapter 10. This is one of the things Jesus said in John chapter 10. He said, "I told you, and you don't believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you don't believe because you're not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." And then he says, "And they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." So I want to talk about this idea of Jesus giving his sheep eternal life, and then saying they will never perish. Because it seems death always wins. It seems like we do perish. And so how is God inviting us to see this transition of what we call death as something different than is like immediately observable?
Yeah. I think the Bible mentions that there is an eternal death.
Mm-hmm.
There, so that would be perishing, I would say, true perishing. But I think we who have come to Christ should really think about death in a new way. Death is not to be feared. Death is not to be feared. It's to be understood as a movement from this short physical life to a new life. And hopefully I'm ready for that transition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be there at the end and have some things left undone. Because we continue to exist after we die. That's taught very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be a day when we are given a brand new body, an imperishable body, and we will live with our Lord
mm-hmm.
for all time.
Yes, and those are the other big transitions that we're going to talk about.
Okay.
The first being like when we are a new creation, when we in Christ die to self, raised to newness of life, and are a new creation in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Transition number one, I think.
Yes.
And then yes, there's other transitions along this eternal life. I want to say timeline, but I don't think that's right. That's the right word.
That sounds funny.
Yeah.
It?
I don't know.
But there is a timeline here.
Yeah.
In this world.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So the first being when we go to sleep, a lot of the Bible writers will say that we go to sleep. Why do they talk about it in terms of like going to sleep and not this finality of death, of ceasing to exist, of perishing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You would say like, yes, there is an eternal judgment. Yes. Where people, I think, all ultimately go through, like, I don't know if it's just, I can't speak to it. But
yeah, I think because of God's power.
Okay.
It's an acknowledgement that God is with us. He has promised that we will not die. We will not spiritually lose our existence. We will live for all eternity. Mm-hmm. And just like Jesus, he's the first to have been raised as a man. The first fruits from the dead, that's what mm-hmm. they call it. But I think there's a waiting period between our dying and the restoration of our new bodies.
Okay.
So that's kind of a sleep, a resting period. Mm-hmm. But I think I think according to parables that Jesus gave and comments made, that we have consciousness mm-hmm. during that time.
The first to come to mind was Rich Man and Lazarus when he said parables. Because they both go in some way to kind of be around God or near God. Mm-hmm. They can both talk to God, it seems like, directly. They're both experiencing very different lives, you know. Yes. But they are able to kind of recognize one another. They are able to even, you know, recall and recognize their relatives that are still living. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And according to the Revelation passage that we've mentioned in the past, the martyrs who were petitioning God, mm-hmm. Who had passed away, who had been killed, mm-hmm. but they are alive and existing spiritually.
Yeah.
Although the end has not come and the fullness of God's purpose has not been completed, you know.
Yeah. It's Revelation 6 where it talks about that. Those who were slain for the witness they bore. And how they are, their souls are before the altar of God, crying out how long until their blood can be justice. And so when the Bible writers are talking about us being asleep, I think it is talking about this idea of us being with God in paradise, like today, you know, like if we were to die today, mm-hmm. today we will be with God. That is not the final transition. There is for his sheep, for those who will never perish and have eternal life, there is even another transition beyond just our soul, our spirit being with God in paradise, in heaven, in his realm, like however you want to talk about that. There is another transition. And for whatever reason, it's the one that's been most lost on me over the years, that there is a resurrection, that we are promised a new, immortal, imperishable body, is how Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 15. And like this body is similar to a seed and what it produces. Like it gives no good indication on what is going to come from it. But it goes to sleep. It goes back into the ground. Mm-hmm. It returns to dust. Mm-hmm. But God will like breathe new life in his spirit, by his spirit, into those who have gone to sleep and are his sheep, and are in his son. There is a resurrection.
God has great power and great love and great plans for us.
Yeah.
And we can trust that.
Yes, yes. And we can trust that it will be no less than the good things we love about eternal life now.
Mm-hmm.
It will be no less. And I think thinking about like resurrection as more than just like our spirit, our soul. I think about resurrection as like our body and soul coming back together to live eternally in God's complete and perfect creation.
Yes.
I think it just expands more of like what that could be. It just broadens my imagination for what God has prepared. Not just for like paradise today if I die, but for the day Christ returns and we are given new resurrected bodies,
mm-hmm.
and that transition into eternal life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to be grand. In my imagination, goes pretty
wild.
That's too, yeah, that's right. But I probably can't even come close to what it will be like, mm-hmm. in my mind.
Yeah.
I just know that it's prepared for us, mm-hmm. and when the time comes, we will be lifted up, transformed, and no pain, no suffering, no tears.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be just beautiful.
And I do think thinking about that also helps soften the blow that death seems to be, the victory that death seems to have over, mm-hmm. over our lives. Like there is not, it's not just like there is no finality to your soul and your spirit and your being, like yourself,
mm-hmm.
like that continues.
Yeah.
And God will give you a new, perfect, imperishable, immortal body for that self to embody and to live eternally in.
Yeah.
And again, like, this flesh that we see in the mirror gives no good indication of what that resurrected body will be like.
Mm-hmm.
It is a seed compared to the oak tree.
Yes. Yes.
But I think it does soften that blow a little bit. And you've talked previously in the past about like that moment of going to sleep. You know, just a few minutes ago, you talked about how we shouldn't fear that. So is there anything else you could like elaborate on as far as like how you've come to almost be able to talk about it in a way that is embracing it?
Yeah.
And maybe even you are talking about it that way. I don't know. I would like for you to, you talk about it in a way that is new to me.
Yeah. Well, I see Christ's death as the ultimate obedience. And of course Christ was obedient his whole life, his whole ministry. But his obedience was carried to the ultimate sacrifice of losing his life. And he even prayed that the cup might be passed if it was possible. But he said, not my will, but your will be done, Father. It was God's will for him to do this for the world. And he willingly did it. Now, I'm just thinking, at what point did Jesus 100%, 1,000% give himself over to God's will? And it just seems to me like it would be on the cross as he was breathing his last breaths. And we ourselves, I think, in like manner, when we're faced with the reality of our physical death, we will have in our minds the complete handing over of ourselves to God. I just have thought about what will be on my mind there at the very end there. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that will matter is what's ahead with my eternal Father. That's what will truly matter, and that's what I will give myself totally to. And having that in mind, I think we can do a little preparation for that last moment. I believe that we can be mindful. We like to put off the idea of death in our minds because it's not something that is very nice to think about. But I think we do need to, because it's inevitable. And I think that when we die, we can, as Christians, feel good and confident in the power of God and give ourselves, say, God, I know you're real. I know you're true. I give my spirit to you. Mm. I yield my spirit to you.
That's so good. And that is exactly what Jesus does on the cross. You know, like, yields up his spirit. It seems like an embrace of his assurance and his certainty of what's to come. That his Father won't abandon him. That he won't leave him in Sheol.
Right. I am yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you talk about it that way, it does make me think of, like, as we talked about in our last episode, eternal life. It is helping you become something now. You have changed. You are going through the process of change, and you will continue to change in the future. That's what humans do. We change. And, like, all this change might be preparing us for that final moment where it is, like, completion. It is like the perfection of the person. That's like the where they're going. Like, now you've perfectly arrived at your person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've talked about choosing in our previous podcast. I think that is so true. We have choices. We know the outcome. We have knowledge from Scripture. We know we're going to physically die. Where do we choose to be at that point?
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of to be on our minds, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that we will be mindful, constantly mindful of moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and God respects us enough to, like, let us choose for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a choice. We all have a say. Like, do we want to live in this eternal life with him or not? This eternal life that starts right now. Do we want to live in it with him or not?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, like, he honors that choice. He lets people choose that. He honors that choice.
Yeah. Sadly so,
yeah.
It says, Scripture says,
yeah.
But he will allow it. You know, God doesn't appear to us in this life and say, here I am, change your life. He wants people who seek him out with their heart. That's the kind, he loves that. He loves that. He wants us so badly, but he wants us to see the greatness of the God creation,
mm-hmm.
the universe, and to say, this has to have been done by God.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way. So I'm going to look into God, see if there's a way for me to learn about him. Maybe to understand, maybe to grow closer.
Mm-hmm. And that is why Jesus drew near to us. It's why he entered into this awful place that we've welcomed him into. Mm.
Yeah.
It's to draw us near to God. You know, like that is, yes, yes, that is why he drew near. That is why he went the way of Christ that we've talked about and all the misery and suffering that he endured.
Mm-hmm.
That is why, to draw us nearer to God.
Yes. And as I am with other people who are seeking that drawing near, it is a very uplifting and enlightening thing. I mean, us working together, it's just makes my Fridays, you know. It's really good for me.
Me too.
So, yeah, it's the sacrifice we make in seeking God ends up not being really a sacrifice. It ends up being a blessing.
Yeah, yeah, yes. The sacrifices, yes, that's so good. That is so good. In one way, it's the hardest thing to do. In another way, it's like the most undeserved reward ever, you know, like it goes hand in hand. Cause really it's all God, you know, it's all God and some of us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, someone might think, I don't want to give up my life and how I think and the things I do. Why would I want to do that? And then we read about the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we look into it a little more. And it's starting to look interesting to us. What have I really done that has been so special before I came to Christ? Well, man, I made a lot of mistakes and misjudgments, foolish comments and foolish ways of doing things. Me letting myself have control wasn't that great of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, me controlling myself to come to Christ has made just an infinite difference.
Mm-hmm.
So different, so good.
And we are the exhibits of evidence, us.
Mm-hmm.
Like we are anybody, I'm not saying just us, but anybody in Christ who can attest to the love that's been poured out into them through God.
Yeah.
Like we are the agents that are sent out as ambassadors to spread this. Like we are the people that others should look to and say, there is some proof of this love of this God that they worship.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at how much they've changed.
Yeah.
Look at who they've become.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they're like forcing it, like faking it or putting on a face. Like this is who they now are.
Mm-hmm.
This love of God, it truly changes people.
Yes.
And it carries us all the way forward to that moment of going to sleep, of crossing over. That moment of dying is like, you know, most people would call it. I hesitate to say dying just because it seems so, like, it comes with this idea of finality.
Yes.
And the message of God is that is not it. There is more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, that we are being, like you've talked about so well, we are being prepared for that moment. It is like the final beautiful transformation into who you will be eternally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The person God is.
Yes.
Is creating within you.
Exactly. That's a very good way to put it.